This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. The nation is celebrating the 76th Republic Day today. President Draupadi Murmu led the nation in celebrating the Republic Day from Kartavya Path in New Delhi. The ceremony commenced with the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the National War Memorial, where he paid tributes to the fallen heroes by laying a wreath. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, as the chief guest, arrived in the ceremonial buggy with President Murmu. The national flag was unfurled by the president, followed by the national anthem with the 21-gun salute. The parade was heralded by 300 cultural artists playing Sare Jahan Se Acha with musical instruments from different parts of the country. To honor their contributions in nation and society building, 10,000 special guests from different walks of life were invited as government special guests to witness the event. The 76th Republic Day was also celebrated across Arunachal Pradesh today. The main function was held in Itanagar, where the national flag was unfurled by Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak. The news of celebrations of the Republic Day is also pouring in from across the nation and abroad.
Along with the rest of the nation, Arunachal Pradesh also celebrated the 76th Republic Day with great fanfare today. The main state function was held at IG Park in the capital city, Itanagar. Governor, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak unfurled the national flag on the occasion, which was followed by the ceremonial march past by various uniformed contingents, NCC cadets, scouts and guides, and school children. Addressing public on the occasion, Governor, Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnayak said that Arunachal Pradesh is making a great stride in line with India's vision of becoming a Viksit Bharat by 2047. He said that the state has achieved 100% coverage in 11 out of 17 major national schemes. He added that over the years, these national schemes have played a crucial role in improving infrastructure, healthcare, and job opportunities for the people in the state. He said that the government is committed to make life easier for people, improving their quality of life, and creating a better environment for businesses. Later, the state's chief secretary announced the state awards for various categories. This was followed by a colorful cultural show by folk dance troupes and school children. Rakesh Dole, Akashvani News, Itanagar.
President Draupadi Murmu has approved conferment of 139 Padma Awards for the year 2025. The list comprises 7 Padma Vibhushan, 19 Padma Bhushan, and 113 Padma Shri Awards. 23 of the awardees are women, and the list also includes 10% from category of foreigners, NRI, POI, OCI, and 13 posthumous awardees. Social worker from Arunachal Pradesh, Jumde Yongam Gamblin, has been selected for the Padma Shri Award in the field of social work for her efforts in drug de-addiction and social reform for the local communities in West Siang district. The center has officially notified the implementation of the Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. The government had introduced the Unified Pension Scheme in August last year as an option under the National Pension System for central government employees. The scheme will come into effect from 1st April this year. The notification issued yesterday stated that UPS shall be applicable to central government employees who are covered under the National Pension System and who choose this option under NPS. The International Committee for the Red Cross has announced that the second phase of prisoner-hostage exchange between Hamas and Israel has completed. The exchange was implemented under the initial terms of the ceasefire agreement. In the second phase, 200 Palestinian prisoners and 4 Israeli hostages were released after thorough coordination and review procedures conducted by the ICRC. Governor of Nagaland, La Ganesan, today launched the Chief Minister's Mobile Operation Theatre, a pioneer initiative aimed at enhancing healthcare access in rural and remote areas of the state. The launch took place during the state-level celebration of the 76th Republic Day at Nagaland Civil Secretariat Plaza, Kohima. Moving on to further updates from the world of sports, in athletics, India's Jyoti Yaraji broke her own national record in women's 60-meter indoor hurdles and won gold medal in France. In chess, the 8th round of Tata Steel Chess Tournament will begin this evening in Waikanzi, Netherlands. R. Pragnanda will take on countrymate D. Gukesh in the Masters. Next, we have from Indian Super League football, where Mumbai City FC will host Mohammedan SC at the Mumbai Football Arena this evening. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.